Are you ready to take your life to another level? Are you, your organization, or business overwhelmed by the shifts in the market, stressed to meet the demands of an emerging economy, or looking for a new breakthrough? Do you, yes you, dread hearing the alarm clock go off on Monday morning? Do you sometimes hit the mental snooze button and pretend all the depressing news in the world is just a bad dream? Guess what? You're not alone. Research tells us that optimism is on the wane due to the tough economic times and fears about the future. Well, guess what? This audiobook is for people just like you and me who want to shift towards a more positive thinking and way of living and create, guess what, a better future. It's for all of us. It's for those who seek significant changes in our personal and our professional lives and are determined to harness our own power. I believe you will find inspiration, insight, and concrete guidance that will allow you to make necessary, exciting, and long-lasting shifts of brilliance in both your personal and working lives. When I was growing up in Buffalo, New York, my parents enrolled me in a parochial school when I was just starting to talk. Yes, I do remember it. The nuns at this Catholic school were very strict. During this time, they had my parents' permission to reintroduce the Board of Education to my seat of understanding. In other words, the paddle would become my best friend forever. Eventually, I got the clue that the nuns were not putting up with my behavior, and I had to settle down. This early discipline really challenged me to begin to think about what my life was going to turn out and really become. As I prepared to enter the seventh grade, my parents made a seemingly abrupt decision to move me from St. James Catholic School to PS number 68. That's right, public school number 68. This new school was across the street from our house. This sudden shift caused me to question what was happening to me. I had plans to make up stories as to why I was late getting home from school. Yes, even back then, I was strategically planning how to have fun without my parents knowing it. I survived the culture shock of transitioning from this Catholic school to public school, then proceeded to high school. Yes, my friends. In Buffalo, New York, during that time, you could pick which high school you wanted to attend. You were not restricted to only attend the school in your zip code. So my parents chose for me to go to McKinley Vocational High School, which was named after William McKinley, the 25th President of the United States, who was assassinated a few short steps from the school site. During the 1980s, each student at McKinley High School was expected to take vocational trade classes in sheet metal, carpentry, plumbing, and air conditioning. I'm not sure why they wanted me to take an air conditioning class in the snow capital of the world, but oh well, we went with it. My first year of high school was totally bad. I failed all the trade classes. My parents thought that since my dad could build anything with his hands, that I would follow in his footsteps. Trust me, the genes for constructing are not in my DNA. As if flunking these classes wasn't enough, I went out for the football team and was cut. I tried out for the basketball team, and they quickly realized that I was not the next Magic Johnson. Then I went out for track and field, and they said, you know, you should probably run cross country. So you can imagine by this time, I think they felt sorry for me. I felt sorry for me because I was attempting to force fit my way into a place which I didn't belong.